There's a really funny story, though, that we think we have solved as a mystery. When we came here to set up, somebody was telling us about they'd been told by their stepfather, I think, that back in the 1920s he'd dug up here and people had turned up swords. Now, we'd heard rumours before. People in the village before had told us about these swords that supposedly came from the site. Lots of them definitely turned up. Everyone's very certain. Nobody's got any. So right. There's no evidence for these swords at all. And it's very difficult to know exactly what's going on with this. It sounds too good to be true, which is often the case with something right. like that. But what was brilliant was we think we found one of these swords.
Brilliant.
This here turned up yesterday, not actually in the trench, but buried in the undergrowth at the bottom of the motte in the ditch there. And as you can see,
so it's about a foot and a half long,
that's it, and about a sort of inch wide strip of iron, sword shaped,
nice point at the end,
yes, absolutely, points about an inch and a half long, tapering from that, and looks pretty much like a sword if you weren't thinking about it too hard, and if you had found it in the middle of a medieval castle, and they were used for storing, you know, equipment. But what you can actually see at this end where it's broken is there's clearly a half of a circular hole through it here, and what this actually is a fence stake.
Right.
If you put into the ground like that, you have one hole here, another one, and usually a third one, and then you run wires through the fence, through these iron stakes, to make a fence. So we think what these swords were actually remains of a Victorian or early 20th century fence that was pulled down, and then all the scrap metal effectively dumped. Again, we're not sure whether these swords supposedly came from in here on top of the motte
or
down
around the area.
But I think this has solved the mystery of the Mount Buir swords, we think.